So please welcome Henny French.
Well, for me, faking it was more of a way to survive. Because of my traumatic childhood, I couldn't tell my friends, because it was like this big secret that I couldn't share with anybody, all the fear and tension and constant strife in my home. And I made up excuses when it was like my turn to invite people to my home, because I didn't know what might happen there. It was totally unpredictable. So most of my younger years, I couldn't tell anybody, you know, about my home life. I thought it was so horrible that my father had a mistress and there was this constant violent arguing going on. But one of the most memorable times of my faking it, I was only minority in the whole grammar school till the fourth grade. So they'd be my friends one moment, and then when things were kind of dull, out would come the racial insults and the ridicule. So this one time, Bob, who I considered my friend, started singing that song, Ching Chong Chinaman Sitting on a Rail. And it hurts so bad, but I didn't want to let on. So I faked it, and I sang the rest of the little rhyme. And I felt so horrible because I betrayed my ancestry. And then this principal, well, he wasn't a principal then, he was a male teacher, my first male teacher. And I was so afraid of him because of his loud, booming voice. And he was always booming out at me because I used to talk a lot. And then, so this feared teacher of mine came up and he glared at Bob and he says, "Don't you ever make fun of another student in my class again." And here that I thought ogre, Mr. Duncan, became my knight in shining armor. So then as I grew and became an adult, I wanted to be a correctional counselor, so I was the first woman correctional officer in a men's prison. And I had to fake not being scared. These guys were huge, and some of them were really menacing. But I pretended I had it all together, and I walked with authority, and it worked. And so I even remember one time they discovered in my volunteer days, I had visited this one inmate named Billy Tudor. And I don't know, maybe they were checking people off and they saw I was one of the visitors. So I was called into the security squad to be interrogated. And I was trying to rack my brain just before I went in what the body language was for someone really confident. So I leaned back, I steepled my fingers and really acted confident. And how dare you think, you know, I would collaborate with a prisoner. And I remembered he said something like, "Well, if you were in a gun tower and Billy Tudor was escaping, would you shoot him?" And I said, "Well, of course I would, because the inmates know who's up in that gun tower. And if he's rotten enough to try to escape when I'm on duty, I'd for sure shoot him." I didn't mean it. But and then he said something about, "Oh, you're ruthless." I said, "No, I'm security-minded." So that was a good answer for him. And then I had an amazing encounter with God in a gun tower. So now I don't have to fake it anymore. I was confident because I knew I was under his protection. And so now I'm happy, so there's no reason to fake it.